A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, and I'm an oculoplastic surgeon with a special interest in facial aesthetics and also the founder of MZ Skin. And this is the Guinea Pig Podcast. Why are we called the Guinea Pig?
Because that's what I am. I'm writer and journalist Fiona Goldfarb, and I'm here, ready and willing, to try out just about any treatment and tweetment going. We are the breath that you take before trying anything out there. So, if you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then come join us from the clinic every Thursday on the Guinea Pig Podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the clinic for another episode of the Guinea Pig.
Hi, and it's nice to see you, Mariam.
Nice to see you, and I'm absolutely obsessing over our guest's fingernail, like her nail polish. I'm just actually dying.
So
can
done.
You please hurry up and introduce her?
I'm just going to introduce you. Okay, this is the absolutely fabulous Celia Burton, makeup artist to the stars. Mm. Celia, we've known each other a very long time. I used to work with you at Vogue. You used to do a lot of makeup.
What, when you were like 10?
Well,
basically. We were just starting out, actually.
Yeah.
But we used
18,
to,
19.
We used to work together, and something that struck me then that is really one of the reasons that you're here today is that you took an enormous amount of care over preparing the skin and having skin looking as beautiful and natural and dewy as you
could. That's my
thing. Was really a something that I noticed you took a lot of care with. And one of the things that I was absolutely loved when I asked you to come on the show the other day is you said to me, yes, I'm really interested in talking about makeup for older women. Honestly, I had to sit down
and
have
a doctor. That's not what I mean.
That's fine, but I do think it's true. So I actually have no idea how old all of you who are listening to this show is, but I imagine you're kind of
maybe,
starting
yeah.
in your 20s and maybe ending up my age. But I wrote a piece last year about a lot of the shows that I was looking at. I noticed that they were using a lot of older models, older actresses.
Very inclusive.
And it was very inclusive, mm-hmm. which everything is very inclusive at the moment.
Has to be.
But what I noticed about these women is that they had lines on their faces and they had all of the things that age brings, but their skin glowed and their makeup glowed on their skin. And as you know, I was a makeup artist a million years ago. And when I trained, the basis of everything was actually matte. Everything had to be matte and very, very, very precise. And powdered down. And so I would like you to 12-step me.
If I see Fiona out and I go, God, you look nice, she goes, yeah, well, I used to be a makeup artist. It's like she knows what she's doing, and it's and I appreciate that.
But
do you want to also know that I buy everything? I'm like one of those junkies. Like, you tell me tomorrow that I need this and this and this, and I will go buy the entire.
Well, I'm quite often recommending MZ Skin.
Oh, I love you. Thank you. But you know what happens is that I never use the things that I buy. So I literally use the same thing every day. I use my own tinted moisturizer. I use a Tom Ford bronzing powder and NARS Orgasm, like little blusher if I'm going to use it, a little bit of mascara, maybe a Charlotte Tilbury eyeliner, and I pretty much always have a nude lip. And I never mix it up unless I have somebody come and I have like some great costume party, and then I'll do like bright blue, you know, or purple or green. But I can never, it's a really an art to be able to do it.
Where the language has changed over the last kind of 20 years is also a lot of words like primer are used and highlighter is used. Mm. And those are the things that I kind of want to know about. So once I finished my skincare, you know, I do my C serum in the morning, and then I put a cream over that. then I want to put my makeup on and I want to have that kind of shimmery look that yeah. is going on.
The glow.
And that's what I'm going to ask you, yeah. if you don't mind. And talk us through using the products that builds that yeah. dewy look.
I think that's what's so lovely now about modern products is that it's really easy to do that. Back, like, even in the sort of 10 years that I've been doing makeup, the texture and the feel of products has completely changed.
Is that because they've got hyaluronic acid?
I guess so. Yeah, and I guess, like, you know, you can, maybe it's just all a little bit more sophisticated now. You know, if you want a highlighter, it's not big chunky sparkles, it's like very, very finely milled pigment that like shines when light hits it or whatever. Rather than, like, my aunt was a makeup artist and I inherited a lot of her old makeup, and like some of it's like sort of MAC from the 80s, and I cherish it, but I don't use it because the pigment sort
well,
of
I'd worry about using a base
for expiration date, guys.
MAC from the 80s doesn't fill me with hope.
No, but what I mean is like pigments and things, you know, like eyeshadows and stuff, which I think are fine. I mean, I'm not slathering them on models, but whatever. But what I mean is that the pigment doesn't hold. Yes. Like it just sort of falls off.
Funny enough that you mentioned MAC, because when I was having my first child, my son, Joe Fox, who you love, well. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. So I was pregnant with Joe and I said to a friend of mine, I apparently your lips turn blue when you're giving birth. You know, you're so busy pushing pregnant. And he said, not if you wear MAC.
I love that.
I just remember thinking, I'm going to have pillar box red lips and they're not going to budge for the whole 18 hours of pushing that baby
That's
out.
That's hilarious.
Not if you
but
wear MAC,
can I just
said.
Say one thing? When I said older, I'd like to talk about older women makeup. Okay, obviously, older women is an enormously broad term.
It can start at 30. I'm fine with that. I'm just talking about ending over it.
Yeah, but the only reason I say that is because I know, because I've spoken, I'm really close with my mum and a lot of her friends as if they were my friends too. And we discuss it in great length at how
I love that, by the way,
that she's so close with her mom.
Yeah, no, and I just love it that you're also close with her friends. I hope my daughter's like that
yeah
too.
Well, they're so cool. I mean, you know, I've got quite cool parents, but we talk in great length about, you know, they say my face has changed and what I used to use doesn't do that anymore, and I don't know what to do
because
about
sometimes
it.
I'm talking to women my age, let's say, and I'm looking at them, and I do, like you, I'm so trained to look at a face. Just, you know, we had someone in here recently who was talking about threading and her eyes were kind of glancing at my face all the time. My eyes, and I'm sure Marianne does with what you're doing,
laugh.
I'm looking at a face and I'm kind of deconstructing and I'm making up. But I notice a lot of women my age, the makeup kind of sits on top.
Yeah.
And I don't like looking like I've got base on. I don't want to look like I've got foundation. I don't really want to look like I'm particularly made up. Mm. I want to look like I'm glowing, but you know, my skin's a bit blotchy in reality. I've got some thread veins. I want to have this kind of, I want my skin to look even dewy, a bit bronzed.
Yeah, without putting lots of makeup.
Without putting lots of makeup on. So what are we going to do?
Well, exactly.
I know that you love Glossier and that you work with a lot of their products, for example, and you turned me on to something
Glossier.
Called
Future Dew,
which already Molly, my daughter's tried to steal.
Yeah.
And that has made a real difference.
Well, it's interesting because I worked with Glossier and we did all these sort of press meetings about Future Dew when it was coming out, and it was before any of us had really had a go at playing. You know, they drop products very quickly, Glossier, so they don't give you a long lead to sort of become acquainted with it. It just turns up and everyone gets excited. And so I was trying to sort of explain this to journalists, and really I hadn't had a go with it. So we were saying, you know, you can use it to prime and blah blah blah, but actually the way that everyone uses it is personal. The thing about Future Dew is that it's like a skincare makeup hybrid, so it's a sort of serum with a glow to it, so you can use it almost as an extended skincare step, and it's got a sort of iridescence to it like MAC strobe cream, which is like a classic highlighter sort of base that you use under makeup.
And one of the things that Marianne always says when I come in, when she says you look well, is because I have rosacea, so I have quite a red face.
I know, but you've always said that, but I've never, maybe it's because you're so
you
great
the
at makeup
we went to get rid of it in here, don't we? We spend a lot of time on the old rosacea. So here we are. I am your blank canvas.
Okay, so I'm going to use Future Dew as a base.
Would I be putting a face? Would I put my moisturiser on first?
I think you would put a cream on, yes.
Okay,
but let's just go straight in with a bit of Future Dew because it's hydrating anyway.
So you put it in the palms of your hands.
Yeah, warm it up.
Right, rub your hands together.
And then I'm going straight sort of onto the cheek, underneath the eye, and then up into the cheekbone.
Do you put it on the neck?
Bit on the chin, bit on the forehead. The thing is, you can put, you can use the what's left on your neck, but I would sort of stay on the face with Future Do. Only because it just...
So it feels nice. It doesn't feel super light. It feels
no,
quite...
No, it's a, almost sticky.
It's almost sticky, and yet it's not sticky.
No. So Future Dew I would almost do without makeup, just to, like, for yes. a Sunday lunch or something.
Yes, Sunday lunch. Yes.
Okay, then... But so the thing about Glossier is that it's sort of skin first, makeup second, right? So mm-hmm. their makeup doesn't look like... makeup. You can build it, but pretty much everything that they've made is sheer enough and buildable enough that on at the beginning, at first step, it's pretty sheer.
Sheer, and you yeah. can build on that. And Seals, yeah. just because I know you and many other makeup artists, you're not slave to one brand. So
no, I'm not.
So you start with the Glossier, but if you feel there are any other brands that you would build, I'm going to say maybe my skin needs something that's got more
well,
coverage.
Maybe.
Let's see how we go.
Yeah, but did you have a go with these then? Because I gave Fiona a Glossier kit to go away with and
did
have
I
a go
have
with.
A go?
Oh, that's
that was
fun.
A bear shit in the woods.
So wait, so you just mix that?
She's my Glossier guinea pig.
So, I've been guinea pigging, but you know, for me,
behind
I have to,
my
because
back.
I'm older, I have to.
Give everything
I can. Have to know. I have to get made up in a magnifying glass, obviously. So now what are you doing? Okay. Now you've gone into what's in this little pot?
So the pot's a stretch concealer, which is basically quite a buildable but very like dewy texture concealer that's a little bit more pigmented than the skin tint. Skin tint's like
and then you've
a perfect
mixed
little
it
all
on
over.
The back of your hand
yeah.
with a
with
brush.
Both, yeah.
And you've mixed it. Now the brush is what, like a flat
little
flat,
flat
little
concealer
flat
brush made by Trish.
Okay. So you have
annoying.
Used a Glossier base, in fact. This yeah. is the skin tint it's called.
Yeah, and I'm mixing it with the stretch concealer.
Stretch concealer, right.
But the only reason I'm going in with both is because you said that you want to cover the redness. And so I'm just going to just put it on the red. That's all. I mean that put your chin down a little bit. I think
you can slap me if I'm
sorry. The thing with makeup is that people apply it so blind, like they just apply it where they've seen the people in the tutorials apply it, rather than looking at where it needs to go.
When I stopped being a makeup artist,
what did you do with all your stuff?
I gave the kit to. There was a lady who was working for us.
I gave
my kit and all my brushes to her. She wanted to be a makeup artist.
That's so nice.
And I joined Vogue, and it was a huge commitment to me to stop being a makeup. You know, I've done it for 10 years.
I was going to say, I can't believe you gave your kit away.
And I gave my brushes in this bag like that, and it was a huge investment, the brushes. But she was from Romania, and she'd been working here, and she really, really wanted to train as a makeup artist. So I thought, pass on the good times. So
very kind. Sorry to break that little happy party for yourself. And I hope
enough
she's a very successful makeup artist. But you chose these colors for Fee already?
Yes, yeah. Okay, so I always go a little bit lighter on the skin with the concealer, because then we'll add in the warmth later.
Okay.
So concealer, you think of like covering up blemishes or brightening under the eye, whereas this stretch concealer you can use almost like a foundation.
Because it's so light. I've noticed that when I've used it. It's so light. Yeah. I just put a tiny bit on my finger and pat
exactly.
under my eye with it. And it's got a kind of luminosity.
Yeah.
And a sheerness that a lot of
it looks very luminous going on.
Don't have. And it's the luminosity that I like, and that I
me
because
too.
I don't like having very covered.
There's no powder.
So should we be using brushes when we do this at home?
The thing is, I use when I put makeup on myself, I use my fingers. But then there's something about applying it onto someone else that I like to use
a brush
for.
Okay.
So I would say, like, you know, if you've got brushes, you like using brushes, then use brushes, but you can use fingers too.
Okay.
And actually, it's quite, you don't lose product using fingers, you know.
I think you can often brush, okay. I mean, just speaking, I'm coming with my makeup artist.
Yeah.
You can brush.
I wish I knew you as a makeup artist.
You can use the palms of your hand to seal it in.
Exactly.
Because your skin oil is always going to really set something into your face. Don't you think?
So if someone is more pinky, what color foundation should they use or cover up?
I did a 5-day makeup course where it was so like bish bash bosh that I never really learned about sort of color blocking and, you know, like color correcting and things like that. So the sort of idea of having a chart and like, you know, pink is blocked out by blah blah blah, that makes me go a bit cross-eyed.
I don't know.
Go on, you tell me.
Well, I've got quite yellow skin, and I would say that you've got some yellow in your skin.
So what should I use?
So
I don't have any.
terms, you can see, if you, I mean, the best way to compare it, I always think, is a whole one bottle next to another. And you take the slightly yellower sheen. Browns, funnily enough, historically, like Shiseido, are very, very good on yellow tones.
Yeah,
because
Japanese.
Bobby Brown is very good for yellow tones. Yeah. Just the slightly warmer skin tones, but that's definitely something. So pinker or whiter tones, so I avoid, or I, and so I, should you. But you could wear a whiter tone.
And then what about for, you know, for redness?
Well, green takes away the
green
red.
Green takes away pink.
So the yellow,
I know about that
yes.
Much.
The yellow, actually, I find quite a good concealer. What I tend to do, which is different to how you're doing the skin, and it's fascinating to see the difference, is I because I have broken capillaries, and that's what I don't like, and I kind of have rosacea. So with I conceal under my eyes, and then I use a brush, and I only really brush over the areas very yeah. lightly that I don't like the colour of. So I almost kind of do it in a dot-to-dot fashion, less
yeah.
of a... less
coverage.
Of a mass, and then yeah. I build colour with powder, with
right.
tinted powder.
So would you sort of set it after you've done your
I'd
base?
Set it, but with a sort of, yes, with a...
See, I don't like so much
powder
because...
Like a blush powder.
Like a
loose
powder.
Okay, a bronzer.
Like a face bronzer.
Because this looks very nice to you. It looks very dewy, and it doesn't look like you have any makeup on whatsoever. In fact, this is like, I want to buy this now.
So I like using cream
on
bronzers. I don't like powder bronzers.
Oh.
I like gel and
oh.
cream bronzers, and this is my favorite at the moment. It's by Sensei, Sensai,
oh,
which is
that.
A Japanese brand, and they're bronzing gels, and they have a whole range of colors
because it looks pretty
brilliant.
Dark on the back
oh,
of your
it's
hand
terrifying.
Just saying. Okay, terrifying.
Yeah, it's terrifying, and people always go when I
okay.
put it out
okay.
and then when it's on them you're like, oh wow,
I did make that noise, but because I have 100% faith in you, which is why you're here.
Sure. I mean, really, it's a podcast. I could be making you look dreadful.
What was your favourite show last season? Where did you where do you take your makeup inspiration from?
I like to look at shows, but I also take them with a pinch of salt. I think there's a lot of like this idea of a beauty trend, which really is just a roundabout of the same thing coming. It's the same with fashion, I guess. It's like in and out of fashion. But you know, when someone says to me like a red lip's back in fashion, it's like that's the only makeup I've ever really liked. It's always been in fashion to me, you know. So also makeup is like back in fashion. So everyone's sort of gone back to the 80s with like pink, high pink blush right underneath the eye and like high on the cheekbones and like, you know, really playing with colour and things, which is great for me because I feel like the first 5-6 years of my career, it was all no makeup, makeup. But maybe that's why I like doing a natural base so much, because that was my, you know, introduction to the makeup world with the work I was doing.
What girls do you work with most regularly?
I work with lots of...
Great girls.
Great girls. But lots, mainly at the moment, I work with Adra Oboa, who's a great old friend of mine and have done for years. And then at the moment on rotation, I've got Stacey Martin, who's a beautiful young actress. Belle Powley, who's a beautiful young actress.
I love Belle Powley.
I work occasionally with Jodie Comer, who I'm obsessed with, and she knows it, so it's fine. Then singers like Jessie Ware. The thing is that I don't do lots of celebrities. If I'm working with a celebrity, it's got to be because I like hanging out with them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Can you have a look at what I've done?
Yeah, hold on.
I've put a bit of gel bronzer on.
Are you worried what happens if I don't like it?
No, I mean, ooh, you will like it. Because you look gorgeous.
So you put gel bronzer on, so I'm much less pale than I was.
Onto the sort of peaks of the face. So on the forehead, the top of the cheekbones, the nose and the chin.
Very light again.
That was soft bronze in Sunset.
And then you're using a Chanel.
Chanel. These are my favourite. Balm Essential. And I think there are three or two of them.
I'm mad about them.
That's yours. You mustn't let me take them.
No, I will not.
But they've got a highlight and a bronzer one, and they're just this really
it's
lovely.
It's so light and silky. And
oh my god!
Where, and tell us about where you put it on, because you put it on the
I
top
actually,
of the
yeah.
around the eye, above the eyebrow. Yeah. We need to talk about eyebrows in a minute.
I actually go really high with highlighter and with blush. I go almost underneath, just to the edge of the eye, but almost right underneath the eye, at the top of the cheekbone. Sort of, I almost ignore the apple of the cheek and do blush
just up there,
high or low.
And do you ever do across the bridge of the nose, which
yes.
I always do?
Yeah, and on the eyelids
because I want
too.
It to look like where the sun might hit
exactly.
me. So the sun
I
might
love
hit
that
you.
Too. Me too.
Yeah, across the bridge of the nose, across the top of the cheekbone. So light.
I am going to go and put in a bit of blush, but I know you're not mad about looking any pinker than you already feel.
Although
so.
I do use blush, it's just about where I put it.
Exactly. So this is Gucci Westman, who has put out a really gorgeous line of makeup called Westman Atelier.
It's very beautiful.
And this is called, do you think that's Chouchette?
Do you know what? I haven't got my glasses on. It could be called anything. But try her colours. It's a sort of,
it's not
dirty,
too pink.
It's not too pink. It's a sort of peach
yes,
colour.
But
it's like a dirty peach.
Yeah, it's like a dirty peach.
It's got a bit of almost brown in it.
Yeah. And so I go high on the cheekbone underneath the eye. So look up for me. I go like there.
Oh.
And then I go down slightly onto the apple of the cheek, but mostly like up into the temple.
It looks like
she's
eye.
Being painted on, by the way, guys. Like literally every stroke looks very delicate and very thought
it's
out.
Very light touch.
Sometimes it looks like
having
it's like
your
a
makeup
feathering.
Done can feel like you're in a meat market. I'm telling you, people
you're
kind of yanked your head around. And but
what
like
were you
things,
like as a makeup artist?
I was the
what
best.
Was your touch?
I was the nicest. Do you know what I used to do?
Did you just say you were the best?
Yeah, I was the best.
No, I wasn't the best. I was not a very good makeup artist. I was trained by very, very good makeup artists. I was trained by someone called Linda Cantello, who's a genius.
Legend.
And a legend.
What was
and
her name?
Linda Cantello, who also did a very good, her own line, and I think worked with Saint Laurent for a long time. And she had an amazing touch. And she taught me to do this thing, which I remember when Charlotte Tilbury was came and assisted me. She was, I'd known her since she was about seven.
Really?
Yeah. And Charlotte came and I said, what you have to do is I would sit in front of somebody and I'd almost straddle them.
Yep.
Sort of, I'd put a leg on either side. And I want the girl to feel a bit like she's almost having a cuddle.
Yeah.
And then I used to say, I remember saying, Charlotte, I want her face to look so glowy that she looks like she's just had sex. That was my sort of the directive. I want her to look.
That's a good directive.
Yeah, like she's just had.
I think it's either post-facial or post-coital.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm up for that. But also Louise Constad, who taught me, she always said that having some part of you touching is really important. So
I think
like
it is,
legs
contact.
Touching. But it's the confidence of the touch, isn't it? Because that's where it all starts. It's like, I know that if someone touches me with some sort of nervousness, I'm already anxious about
like
how they're going to do my thing.
Can I also ask you one other thing? The one thing that always like kind of freaked me out with makeup artists. Do you usually go and people who you do their makeup often to, they have their own brushes, right? Because like, I always think, I mean, these all look actually like they've just been cleaned.
I wash my brushes every time I use them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of things that people say when they put makeup on as they get older is that they don't like using as much makeup because it gets stuck in their little lines.
That's why
in their...
I think we have to moisturize like this. So.
Yeah, and that's why Glossier is such an amazing brand.
Even for the older skin types.
For older skin types.
Particularly. Actually, because it gives you that.
Because it's so moist. Yeah. Everything
so
is
stay
moist.
Stay away from powder and stick with moist as you get older.
But
for
now
the,
more
like,
powders have got hyaluronic
exactly.
in them. So you can use powders. It doesn't have to give you that. Am I right?
But yeah, By Terry's got this amazing hyaluronic powder that is like, it looks exactly like a translucent
powder,
but it doesn't sit like powder used to, you know.
Can I ask you, I know that we're doing kind of speeded up version because we're on the podcast, but would you normally start or end with eyebrows? Because I would never get started on a face without doing an eyebrow.
Really?
Yes, because I was trained to say that the eyebrows are the windows to the
frame,
face. So the minute you put the frame on the face, then you can build around that frame. But you might feel that you like to do the skin first and then the
I think
is that
I do the skin, yeah. But then also, like, if I'm going to do an eye, like a really strong eye, I would do that first. And then I do
the
brows and then I do skin. So it sort of depends on the the look, I guess.
Okay.
And going in with the Balm Essential from Chanel just keeps everything so fresh.
Do you do it down the centre of the nose, the Balm Essential?
Do you?
I do a highlight down the nose, and then I do a little tiny bit on the top of
Cupid's
my lip.
Cupid's bow, yeah. I would definitely do Cupid's bow, but I don't understand the highlighter on the nose thing.
What are you using here?
So this is your Anastasia Brows Pencil, which I'm using because I know that you like it. And it's on my table, so I'm using
it. I was given it to try, actually, the other day, because she was the queen of eyebrows
in LA.
And you've got a Glossier one, which works like a wax, which keeps the eyebrows
up. What did you
think
about Boy Brow?
I loved it. When you start a brow, do you start from the bottom up, the inside bottom up? Do you brush them up and towards each other? It's very specific how you make an eyebrow really work.
I would sort of step back, look at what needs to be filled.
But do you start from the
I would start at the beginning of the eyebrow, yeah, which I see as the bit close to the nose. But quite often I wouldn't put too much product in that little fluffy bit at the front. I would start the product sort of one third of the way in.
And then
using the brush to brush up and out. I always brush eyebrows up and then angle them outwards. Yeah. And then I do that with a gel.
Can I see, Fee?
But I think fluffy brows,
very nice.
I think fluffy brows are so much chicer than a really intense drawn on brow.
I don't like the intense drawn on brow.
And I actually almost like it when you can see through the eyebrows, like, so it's not a solid fill, it's the sort of sheer fill. So you get that, you just feel like it's a full, natural, fluffy eyebrow.
Do you go a shade darker or lighter than the natural brow?
No, darker, I'd say, but never too dark, unless it's really your hair shade. But I always think that taupes are better for eyebrows.
That's
rather than
really nice.
Too warm a brown or anything like that.
And then what about somebody like me who has like black?
You have amazing eyebrows, and I would literally fill
the gaps.
Edge and the gap. That's it.
It looks really nice.
No, I don't have a particularly nice eyebrows, for which I blame my mother 100%.
Have you had the microblading or anything like that?
But they didn't really take. So I'm waiting for them to fade so I can do them again.
What do you think about eyeshadow as you get older?
So I think the biggest no-no as women get older in terms of makeup, I would just say less is, you know, using things that are luminous and light and things you can warm up in your fingers. And
so more just not sort of matte, more shiny. Yeah.
Like RMS does this. I love RMS.
So do I.
Because everything's in a cream form and it's really lovely. I think it's the chicest clean beauty I had seen in
a
long time.
I love it. She was a makeup artist.
This sort of eyeshadow on an eye, slightly like hooded eye. I'm trying not to be mean.
So you go a little bit lighter then. No browns or anything like that on the eyelid.
It depends. I mean, I don't know.
I play with colour on my eyes. Yeah. I like
You've got
red.
Lovely blue
I like
eyes.
Red
and you couldn't, exactly.
Eye pencils. I use red.
And terracottas and things, yeah. You know.
So you cover the whole of the
upper eyelid.
Yeah, I would just do the centre of the eyelid. I wouldn't go too high up. Yeah, I would just sort of stay in the...
Okay, so let me have a look so I can see what you've done.
I'm impressed you're not wearing glasses and you can see yourself. And you're admiring.
I'd like to be.
And you...
Which is slightly fuzzy.
Slightly out of focus.
Yeah, I've got that Hollywood, you know, when they used to put Vaseline and a pair of tights over the lens so that you look... That's sort of how I see if I don't have my glasses on.
They used to put Vaseline on?
Yeah, they put Vaseline on a screen so that you got that sort of slightly shimmery... Hazy effect. That's
basically like an Instagram filter. I mean, that's essentially what they do.
Or they put a pair of tights over.
So what are these?
What are these?
So this is Glossier. They did a range called Glossier Play, which was slightly more sort of bright and
I
pigmented.
I love these colours.
And they did a whole set of 12 pencils called Colour Slide pencils, which are long wearing, like a sort of pencil that you can blend. It really blends and then it stops and it sits there and it doesn't move.
So what's a good eyeliner color for most people?
I think it depends on your coloring, but always with blue eyes, a lovely like coppery tone, slightly sort of aubergine-y or terracottas, they look amazing on blue eyes. They just
And brown eyes like me?
Brown eyes, I would just use, because my brown eyes, I just use really warm tone browns or taupes. I don't really go mad with color on myself, but again, like, that's the nicest thing about makeup is that you have a go with it and you take it down or you take it off and start again. But it's very freeing makeup. Like, if you, like, when I was a teenager, which is so bizarre because I it's so not me now, but when I was a teenager, I used to paint stars on my face, and MAC did these long lasting eyeliners that literally didn't budge. You had to use sort of acetone to take them
off. Oh my God.
And I used to paint stars on my face, and then That would be how I go out. And I would wear yellow eyeshadow that blended into blue
eyeshadow. I love that.
Have
fun.
I wear coloured mascaras a lot. Do you? I like wearing reds and purples.
You just look like you're well-rested, dewy, glowy, and about to go out somewhere. I mean, you could wear this for a casual dinner, or you could
wear it to my husband's chicken soup.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to love you. Your eyelashes look so much nicer.
I have to say, Glossy Lash Lift is my favourite mascara.
It's very nice.
You know, Mariam is working on something which is eyelash growth
product. Now, I don't ever trust that because I think, how on earth, what is in it that makes eyelashes grow like that? Because Rapid Lash makes eyes grow extraordinarily long.
There are different ingredients that can be used, and it just depends in which part of the world you are in terms of regulations.
Right. Okay, well, look, final step.
Yeah.
Victoria Beckham.
Yes.
Makeup.
Came, I like.
Oh, my God. Me. I love
eye pencils.
It.
I like. Well done.
They came out with 6 lip pencils. They're all different nudes, and they're my favourite.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought you'd look really nice in one of them.
Let's do it.
So maybe we could use a 4 or we could use a 3. How do you feel about a sort of nude lip?
Well, so
liner?
I always do. I don't do. I wish I could wear red lipstick, and I can't.
I bet you can.
So I've got not quite big lips, but
I'd love to be able to red too.
I just love a lip liner. I love a lip liner and a bit of lip balm. That's my thing.
That's what I like. And for women like me, who've got the lines around the edge of the mouth.
Not really, though.
Oh. But for women who have the lines around the edge of their mouth, in that case, what would you recommend? Because I do think it's dodgy when you see the lipstick running into those lines.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know. You can use all sorts of stains and things now that don't need to be solid, sort of bleedable lipsticks, you know? Like lip line, that's what I kind of love about lip liners is that, you know, if you use a good quality one, it's waxy enough that it stays put.
So you've put the colour around the edges of my mouth.
And then
with the flat
in the
pencil, you filled in. I felt it was like the flat side of the pencil.
Yeah.
You filled in the sides and you left the middle of my lip, bottom lip, empty, which is exactly what I used to do.
And
so
then I'll
much
put a bit of lip balm.
After all.
Yeah. And then,
and you haven't put that much on the top lip.
Not really.
But
do you want to have a look?
You know what? When I was a makeup artist and Naomi Campbell was an upcoming kind of model back in the dark ages, Mary Greenwell used to use a taupe eyebrow pencil. I think it was Dior one. And she used to do that outside edge of the mouth in this kind of taupey colour. And the middle, the plumpy bit in the middle of your lip, you just did a very pale color. So you shade, and it gives your lips a fullness.
Of course.
It's a shadow.
Yeah.
So this is a coconut balm,
and
this is for the universal for the body and the face.
Yeah, that's glossiesbalm.com. Coconut's my favorite. Relax your mouth, just to really define the outside of your lips a little bit. So it looks like you've had a tweakment.
Do you mix and match? So today we used a lot of Glossier, but you know, do you?
Chanel,
we use some Chanel too.
Chanel, Sensei, Gucci. I mix everything. Like I've got sort of painting palettes that are always on my table where I'm mixing like foundation shades and blusher shades and lipstick shades. And
without even trying them on people, you just mix them.
Yeah, I there's no way of explaining it other than I've done it now long enough that I know my tools in terms, like my products. I just know them well enough that I can just make it up, and it's usually
one last question. Sorry, what's
strobe cream?
This?
So that's MAC strobe cream, and now they make it in 3 different shades. I think they might make it even more, but there's a gold,
cream.
A silver, and a rose tint, and it's a really lovely luminous primer.
Does that work in the same way as
Future Dew? Future Dew's a little bit sheerer. The strobe cream's a little bit more makeupy.
Okay. Let me just ask you quickly. Glossier prices are quite good, aren't they?
Amazing. It's so
affordable. Something
affordable.
Like, do you know what this...
I think Future Dew is like £20. I mean, we need to look it up.
Yeah, it's a really good price point. Yeah. I know that. So it's something you can really play with.
And you can buy it all online, and you can get bundles. So you can sort of like, you know, buy an eye pencil and get a mascara and things.
It's Glossier. You don't have to have a subscription for Glossier.
No, you can just go online. Yeah. I've been really curious to use it for a while.
Yeah.
And I thought, because I'm a kind of, you know, old-fashioned, I didn't think I'd like it as much as I do, but I really, really like it. And if I could keep on my desert island I would take this Future Dew.
I like the Future Dew.
I would take the Chanel highlighter. Yeah,
Balm Essential.
And I would take probably that that coloured pencil that you used on
your lips.
And my great find that was, you know, that I've tried. I really like this Anastasia.
Yeah,
pencil.
The brown.
What it would was you very have on nice. Your makeup desert island?
I would take a lip balm because I like putting lip balm on my cheeks and my eyes and my lips. That's the sort of thing. And then I would probably take an eyelash curler.
Oh, me too. I can't live without an eyelash curler.
I don't need
curler.
Mascara if I've curled my eyelashes.
About eyelash lifting.
Love it. Doing
Where
it again tomorrow.
Do you? I want to
I'm going to see a girl called Carla. She's got
is
a
curl. Just a new word for eyelash perming, though.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes. And tint. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I go to a girl called Carla who has a company called Lash Secret, and she's in Liverpool Street.
God, you travel for your beauty.
And I really do. I mean, I go to Brixton to get my nails done. I go to Liverpool that Street to get funny. My eyelashes
and
done.
And have you had your brows laminated, which is basically brows being permed up, which is a whole new thing as well?
No.
Would you?
I am not going to try that. Are you going to do anything?
I don't know. I'm not uncurious about it. I've seen people who do it. It
but
just
what's
keeps
wrong
your brows
with makeup?
Very
why do you
place.
Need to per- why do
but
you,
why
need,
do you
it
need to have them
so
permanent?
Well, I don't know.
Because it's that thing of having them brushed up and sort of flat.
What microblading looks like.
Yeah. You mean like what my bushy eyebrows look
yes.
like?
Yes.
Basically, so for a lot of people to get bushy eyebrows like yours, it's very hard to get the brows to stand up. They lie flat.
But then that's why I like boy brow, clear boy brow. I put it in the front bit and then I use my finger to really smush it down onto the skin and it takes the excess product
the,
off.
And then, you have
and then you've got that laminated
yeah,
brow look.
Okay, so I don't have to have my brows laminated, but yeah, I do want to have my lashes
brow.
Lifted.
See, but can I tell you, I mean, it looks nice both ways. You're beautiful, but I prefer you without having...
See, I'm telling you, I look weird in makeup.
No, that's not makeup. You're just putting clear goo on your eyebrows.
Clear goo.
But anyway, thank you all for listening.
And if you have any questions for Celia or anybody in general, you can DM us on the Guinea Pig Podcast Instagram. Otherwise, you can email us as well. So thank you so much. Oh, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes so we
we'll
can continue doing this.
We'll put all the products that Celia used, we'll put a list of them up on our Instagram
that's
as well.
Yes,
we
will.
So you know what to find.
Make sure you look in the fine print.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.